Here's the beginning of my last days, in which Soup, like many heroes of legend and of popular entertainment, gets the special garb that helps to make him special. Now the story begins. And Superman is speaking, by the way. Here we go. Mom knew that excessive humility is pride in disguise. She taught me to show my best face and figure to the world, defining clear bounds of decency and hygiene. When I accepted my mission to the metropolis, she designed the uniform that symbolizes my legend. First, we experimented with pylon masks we ordered COD from Hollywood. Mom's original notion was to turn me bald so that my blue-black hair wouldn't be disturbed by flight or by lightning-fast action. I'd be the human bullet or the man missile. She harbored a crush on Yul Brynner at the time, the harmless straying that she and Dad never begrudged each other. But the ventilation technology preventing overheating inside a mask awaited invention. And my instincts recoiled from hiding my good looks and changing the name I longed for. "Clarky, you have a right to be yourself," she declared, her warm heart sensing and loving my feelings. In these shining moments of blissful family inspiration, we decided that I should display my God-given potency whenever I was fulfilling my mission. But when I walked among ordinary mortals as one of them, I would be in disguise. This policy determined, we hugged again, and we pondered my aerodynamics and my image with Dad. Pouring through my piles of Popular Mechanics and the Life magazines on her coffee table for inspiration.
"I've got it, boys!"
She showed us a picture of Dame Margot Fontaine leaping over the flaming fountain at the Hollywood Bowl. She chuckled at Dad shaking his head and my drooping shoulders. "It's okay, boys. I know what I'm doing. You'll see. I'm going to cover you in glory, son. Shoo, shoo, away!" 2 hours later, "Here, Clarky, try this. You'll have to watch your diet wearing this, sonny." Thrilled by the fresh scent of the deep blue cotton leotard she'd cut and sewn, I rushed upstairs to my mirror, heart pounding harder than I ever remember. No team or scout uniform could prepare me for this ecstasy. I cannot imagine any American boy knowing what I knew then. My one truly liberating experience on Earth, beyond my calling from Dr. Pill. There I was, red, white, and blue, plus a field of gold emblazoning the symbolic S over my heart. What an artist my mom was! She combined the white of my skin with the blue leotard and the red S symbol to give me the motivation and inspiration of old glory. She bathed my S on a corn yellow field to fill my heart with the kindness of Kansas. I explicate her work for you now. Then I posed before my mirror in pure joy. I was transfigured. I know in my soul that form-fitting leotards are the fashion of my native planet. In the 70s, when spandex became popular and men and women sallied forth from health clubs in skin-tight attire, I felt less lonely on Earth. But Mom's design caused me problems in the crotch and on the buttocks. I felt, and I feel to this day, a reluctance to reveal either my genitals, healthy as they look, or the crevice defining my muscular glutes. I whispered to Dad, "Mom, Clark loves his uniform, but he's upset. Folks will see his wiener and his hiney. Can you fix that for him, Mom?" No problem for my resourceful mother. She copied the cloth padding over the crotch fronts of women's bathing suits to smooth my buttocks. In front, she inserted a 1x3x7-inch strip of foam rubber indented to match my genital profile. I felt she solved the problem behind, but I was too modest to display the healthy bulge out there in front. Mom stared at my body for a few minutes and hit upon the red trunks that combine with the blue, with the tactical pads to preserve my decency and minimize friction and wind resistance. The next day, she completed my cape. It felt a little showy and feminine to me, but Mom asked me to wear it for her and Dad. "You'll be cold up there in the sky, Clarky." I wear it with pride, feeling their loving arms as I don it. Petroleum-based materials have enhanced the technology of sport and flight. My uniform has evolved within its basic image and structure, affording me the relief of wicking action when my exertions produce moisture. My frontal support is provided by a felt-upholstered styrofoam mold, reminding me of the polished, inlaid carrying cases into which James Bond places the deadly tools of his trade. I allow myself these little private jokes about my colleagues.